facts and come back and see me. Get some facts and come back and see me. Don't throw out salaries or other things. Get some facts and come back and see me.
You can't handle the truth.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, I'm looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
We weren't good. There's no sense asking me things about the game. I'm telling you, we laid an egg, so I'm not going to break it down for you. We sucked. We sucked. We laid an egg. That's all I have to say, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to break it down for you. Nothing went well for us. It's on us. We have to figure it out, and we will.
It's showtime.
It is showtime as we get into the 8 o'clock hour. Dennis Fithian and in for Matt Shepard here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. We want to hear from you. I'm asking you about the Tigers as they come home after an unsuccessful trip, a road trip to the Bronx and to Cleveland, where they were just able to pick up one, or just, yeah, picked up one win. You got that one right. We're getting your feeling on the Tigers so far. And how do you feel about the rest of the year? 866, how you feel about the team for the rest of the year? 866-838-4843 on the Meyer hotline. Again, that is 866-838-4843. We're checking the text. You can get involved there. Text Sports Radio to 21,000. And we'll see what you have to say. Now, before we go to the phones and get to the text, last night you had the Rangers in overtime over the Canes 3-2. 3-0 series lead there for the Blue Shirts, who are 7-0 in the playoffs. Dallas evens up their series with Colorado. Two better than the Avs 5-3 for the Stars, who got up 4-0 and hung on for the 5-3 win. And then Cleveland in a shocker. They beat the Celtics by 24 points to even up that series at 1. And also, Dallas and OKC is now tied at 1 with Luka Doncic limping around and putting up 29-10-7. A couple things here locally. I mentioned the Tigers going to be in action. Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, is going to miss rookie camp for personal reasons. That's all we have right now. Personal reasons. Dan Campbell going to miss rookie camp. My thoughts there. Hope everything is okay with Dan Campbell. Not like he is needed at rookie camp. But when you see personal issues, hey, hopefully he has a hangnail, and I don't know. The best case scenario there is that it's not that big of a deal. And, yeah, he'll be back and up and running in no time. All right, so you got the numbers out there. You got the Tigers question. Also, I ranked Jared Goff. I had him at number 12. Is that just preposterous? I mean, what's an acceptable ranking for you? And without going through all of them, you know, the guys that I put in front of Goff, you know, Dak, Trevor Lawrence, Stafford, Herbert and Love, the last few. Are you wanting to push Jared Goff all the way up to like 7? You think that's where he deserves to be after the kind of season he had last year and the position that he is in this year with a team around him, the cap number, everything you involve as you're ranking these guys. Again, 866-838-4843 on the Meyer hotline. Let's go to the phones. Here is Freddie, who joins us on X's and Bros. Hey, Freddie.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's good. It's good to hear. Good to hear your voice.
You too, buddy. I wanted to touch on the Lions and Tigers. I sent in a text about the Lions. I'm glad you didn't read it because I hit send too fast and I didn't word it right. And we all do that, I think, once in a while. Real quick on the NBA, I gotta be honest. I don't think I'm in the minority here. You know, when your Lions, or excuse me, when your Tigers, Pistons, and Red Wings suck for 10 years, a decade, you know, you tend to tune out watching other teams, other games, because you know your teams just suck, and that's just the nature of the beast. And last night I tuned into Dallas, Oklahoma City. Number one, what a scene in Oklahoma City. Everyone wearing the blue shirts. What a great scene.
Except that one guy who had a red shirt on. I mean, he stuck out like a sore thumb, didn't he? Yeah.
Oh, that one I missed. But okay. I have to admit this. I really have never seen Luka Doncic play in a game. I've seen the highlights and everything, and I just thought, man, this guy has my body. He's Larry Bird. He's my Larry Bird. Larry Bird's always been my favorite player in the NBA ever, and Jordan. But he's my Larry Bird. It was awesome to watch him yesterday. I watched him for about 10-15 minutes. I couldn't watch anymore because it wasn't the Pistons. And I was kind of neat, Dennis. I just wanted to bring that out. I don't think I'm in the minority. When your teams suck, it's hard to watch other teams. I mean, I know the NFL doesn't have that problem, but the other three sports leagues, I think, has that problem. But, all right, the Lions and the Tigers. Now, I know it's popular nowadays. You can't have an opinion. You know, I know there's a lot of guys in the media, you know, and I'm not pointing anyone out. Some people work for teams and they can't have an opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with opinions. And I'm not saying anything toward you. I'm not saying this is just my opinion. You know, one with the Lions, this Jared Goff situation, I don't think the fans chanting Jared Goff, this is just my opinion, I don't think they're helping Jared Goff sign long-term here. I think what Brad Holmes did yesterday, in my opinion, was very smart. He got out in front of this. It's the first time he's got out in front of this and said, hey, of course he deserves the extension, and we want to sign an extension. It just hasn't worked out yet. So what that tells me, and what in my opinion, what Brad Holmes is saying is, listen, we offered him $42, $43 million. He wants $50, $55 million. That's just my opinion. I don't have I don't know anything, and I just think he's getting it out there. And for some reason, Goff doesn't want to sign that. The Lions end up looking good through this, because then the fans, what fans do, they'll turn on the player. That's just what they're going to do. So that's kind of my take on it. I sent a text in about 2 years guaranteed to addition to what he's making this year. That's what I would do, Dennis. I wouldn't give him a 5-year, $150 to $200 million. Because, listen, Jared Goff's a good dude. He's a good quarterback. I just think his situation, Dennis, if they give him that kind of contract and he doesn't win here or he throws a couple picks, fans are going to turn on him really quick, Dennis. And that's kind of my take on Goff. So if we don't have time for the Tigers, that's fine. But what do you think about my take with the situation with Brad Holmes yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I don't know if he's kicking the can down the road a little bit where they want to look at Hooker to feel like, you know, the comfort level where they can at least take a look at him. I know they got the rookie camp first before OTAs, but yeah, what else could it be if Goff and his agent love the deal, or they even like the deal? They say, okay, let's just get it done. So, you know, the line, you know, but I don't think it's that far apart where they can't find a deal before the season. Is it the worst thing, Freddie, in the world if the Lions went into having Jared Goff at $32 million next year? And then decided, look, we could always sign him after that. And if he has the good season, well, then, you know, he'll deserve the $50 million or whatever it would be. By then, they hedge their bet. And the downside would just be a lot of negativity from the fans and the media about, oh, the, you know, they're ruining this, the franchise tag and everything else. But there is that option that's there. It's not the worst thing.
Brad Holmes. But in my opinion, Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell can't do anything wrong in this town. They're walking on water. There's no way they can lose this Jared Goff situation if they don't sign him. People worship those two in this town, and I think Brad Holmes was genius what he did yesterday. I don't think they want to give him that much money. And listen, I think Jared Goff's a good dude, a good quarterback. But I'll say it to him blue in the face. there is not another situation in this league where he can be as productive as he is right now. This is a bad spot for him. He knows.
Yeah, I love it. We're right up against it. I'm going to come back and hit on that. Who's walking on water more? Is it the quarterback? Is it the GM? Is it the coach? And who will sink the fastest? We'll get to that. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Hey, Tigers fans, a new baseball season means a new season on Michigan's favorite island destination, Mackinac Island. Baseball, spring, and Mackinac Island. Things that return every year, reminding us what a great state we live in. Shake off the winter blahs. Take in a game and plan your trip to America's top summer destination, MackinacIsland.org. AJ Hinch talks all the time about the need for hitters to be timed up for the fastball. Good lineups are full of players who can hit the fastball and get the ball in the air. The Tigers haven't had a good offense for years because year after year, they do not hit fastballs. The offense this year is still bottom five, but there are some signs it could be a lot better this summer. The Tigers are getting the ball in the air with the sixth best hard hit rate, and they're hitting the fastball. They rank fourth against fastballs. This offense has struggled most of the year, but the Tigers have scored 11 runs twice in the last 10 days, and maybe, just maybe, things are about to turn.
Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Fithy and in for Matt Shepard here on this Friday. We're taking your calls. We're talking about the Tigers and the Lions and the playoffs. Playoffs? I know the Rangers and the Stars win in the NHL playoffs last night. And in the NBA, they had the Cavs and the Mavs both winning and tying up their series at one game apiece. As Pistons fans, how they view Anthony Edwards, you're biased when it comes down to LeBron and MJ, but not that biased. You can just honestly assess Anthony Edwards as a Pistons fan. We're getting your feel on the Tigers and the Jared Goff situation on when he will sign an extension, 866-838-4843. That's the Meyer hotline where you can join us. You don't like those topics? You want to bring one to the table? Do it. 866-838-4843. You can get involved via the text by texting Sports Radio to 21000. We'll read some of those texts coming up shortly. Also coming up at 836, how college football will look this upcoming season. I've got some thoughts, and I'll give them to you. I want to address a couple things. You know, last segment we ended where the question of Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell walking on water in this town. Jared Goff seemingly walking on water as well with his name being chanted. Who would sink first? Well, the quarterback is going to sink first. In that situation, Holmes last, and then Campbell. Now the I would say the funny part, because it's not funny, but the second half of the meltdown for the Lions, which quarterback, receivers, running back, the defense, all of the important pieces for the Detroit Lions, every one of them melted down, including the head coach and the offensive coordinator, all of them. I mean, it was a total and complete meltdown, as you know. And so, as fantastic of a season the Lions had last year, there were a couple of weeks after the NFC Championship game where people were giving it to Dan Campbell. And some of it rightfully so. I mean, if you have a way that you're coaching and it's off the beaten path and you go that route and you win, you are a genius. But if you go that route and it doesn't work, you're going to deserve some criticism. And he took some. Now, Lions fans, you know, they fired back. And I think, you know, that's understandable to give them some rope there. That's one of those things that when it comes to sports, I hear coaches say sometimes when they do something out of the ordinary that doesn't work. And he said, well, if it, you know, it did work, you know, you guys would all be praising me. Well, that's right. That's sports. And that's why we're giving it to you. If you go off and it doesn't work, I never liked the, we understand that. We understand that, coaches. So, all right. The feel for the Tigers. They're sitting here coming home 19-18. This is my feel, lukewarm on this team that is pegged for 500. How are you feeling about that? Let's get Ben Zost involved here. He's looking at the text.
That's right. We got a couple about Goff. Suggestion for the Goff contract, give him a 3-year deal, $40 million first year, $45 the second. These 2 years are guaranteed. Third year, $50, but it's an opt-out year for both player and the team.
Well, that's nice. That sounds nice, but Jared Goff's agent is not signing that kind of deal. So maybe that's where we're at. You know, like the fans, I haven't heard, at least yet, I haven't heard a fan say, yeah, you know what, you got to give him a market value, and he is going to get $150 million guaranteed. He's going to get close to $50 million a year, and he's going to sign a 5-year deal that looks like $250-300 million. I haven't heard anybody say that. That's the kind of deal that he's going to get. And maybe that's where we're sitting here, where you're Brad Holmes. And if he is trying to do what fans think that he should do and get a very reasonable, it's weird to say low ball, but compared to what other quarterbacks are getting, he will not sign a deal. He will go into the upcoming season playing on the last year of his deal. If those are the kind of contract numbers that the Lions are saying, no, take it or leave it. That's where we're at right now. And Holmes yesterday saying, yeah, you've earned an extension. Yeah, but here's the numbers. It's a high priority. It's a high priority. Yeah, we would like you to sign this real team-friendly deal for these 2 years, and then we can get out of it, or we can just come back and, you know, slap one more season on it. And it's not going to work that way. But the Lions do have, the Lions do have the leverage here. Certainly, they don't have much of a backup plan when it's just unknown when it comes down to Hendon Hooker, and you'd be sitting here with a team that is ready to compete in a window for the Super Bowl, and you could be thinking, wow, we're playing games with a quarterback, but you go into this next year, and you want it to go well for Jared Goff. He's going to earn a little bit more money, but you could also put that tag on him. The chances that the Lions would put the franchise tag on Jared Goff as I sit here on May the 10th and think it out. Because Holmes has done things in his time here that doesn't fall in line with what the fans want, what the fans think, what the experts want, or what the experts think, I still think there's a chance that could be the direction that he would go. But I think so you have to put that at least in there. Anybody that comes out, and I know it's the way things go, certainly if you're running a talk show, to say absolutely there's no way that the Lions will go into next year without having Goff sign an extension. There's zero chance. Well, no, there's more than a zero chance. You're just saying that as somebody who is that has an opportunity and has a mic in front of them. But I would put it at a a 10% chance. Remember, this is the same GM. They say you can't take a running back. You're not taking tight ends and running backs and middle linebackers. And then he did, and then he came out at the draft and was like, yeah, this is what we did. This is who we are. Maybe after next year, you know, he'll go in and talk about contract year or something. He'll wear a shirt talking about Brad Holmes. All right. Looking ahead to college football in the 2024 season, just how will it look? We'll get to that coming up at 8:35. More of your text, your calls. We talk about the Lions, the playoffs, and, you know, Freddie said something about, you know, he just can't enjoy the NHL and the NBA playoffs. I'll dive into that a little bit straight ahead. I'm Dennis Fithian. It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Hey there. Thanks for joining us. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Fithian. We've got it lined up for you here. We're getting your feel on the Tigers. Almost 40 games to start this season. So far, your feel, how you feel about the rest of the year. 866-838-4843 on the Meijer hotline. We're also talking about the Lions and Jared Goff. You had Brad Holmes yesterday saying that Goff has earned an extension. And it's a high priority. And he said they would have liked to have had it done already along with Sewell and St. Brown. You know, however, you can parse those words. You can do whatever you want. You can say, sure, he's earned an extension to our liking. Yeah, here's a four-year extension at 40 and 45, and kind of spoon-feeding it. And Goff's agents like, no, that's going to have to be closer to 50, and we're going to need 150 guaranteed. I mean, these are the negotiations that are playing out. If you're a Lions fan, you have to ask yourself, and I think most Lions fans, and I understand this, I get this part, where whatever they do, you say, we've got somebody that's running things that we feel really good about. And years past, if you had this kind of situation and you'd say, well, the Lions are going to screw it up no matter what happens. Now it's you feel the exact opposite. You could back Brad Holmes if they actually went into the season. They said they weren't going to have any contract negotiations during the season. And they just went into the final year with Jared Goff. You'd say, well, Holmes had his number and they must like Hooker, and it does make you feel like they just must not really trust that. And that's the wrinkle in it. If it does play out in there, if they would take it all the way through next season, and it'd be a gamble on both sides, But it does give you the feeling like, yeah, we don't want to pay him top dollar, as we feel like we just don't believe he's that top five QB. That's the kind of vibes you get if it plays out that way. But you have that trust if you're a Lions fan. We're asking you about this situation. It's unusual that you're sitting here talking about the Lions and having the trust. These are the guys that you are now like at the you feel great about with Brad Holmes and Jared Goff. But just like when you get to baseball arbitration and you got to get over there and everything you say about the player of your ownership is like, yeah, this guy can't do this. He can't do that. We don't want to pay him this. And the players all like, wow, man, these guys. It's a little bit like this with Jared Goff. Until you get this signed. It's like, yeah, we like you, but we don't like you $50 million a year. Yeah, we like you, but you're going to have to take a little bit of a hometown discount. And he's not going to do that as much as Jared Goff loves it here. And he's in the perfect situation. You take a little bit of a hometown deal? I think once you have all of that money and you have everything else and you're in this situation, I think this is just my guess. I think that Goff, just like with his agent, it's like, just get me where I won't be, where it doesn't feel like I'm getting taken advantage of or it's going to be embarrassing, whatever that number is going to be. Because, yeah, he's not going to find another situation at 29 years old where he's sitting here where everything is lined up for him. So there's that part. I said I would get to college football and grab a line, send a text. We're looking for your thoughts here on baseball with the Tigers, on the Lions situation as well, on X's and Bros, 866-838-4843. That's the Meyer hotline. And text Sports Radio to 21,000. Now, college football, as I just look ahead, and we get a long way. It's, you know, under 100 days, but hey, who's counting? It's never, we've never had more changes in the last couple of years and then right into where we're at right now. And I'm on board with all of it. You know, the Big 18, you bring in the West Coast teams and, you know, the, you got USC, and you got Oregon and Washington and UCLA. It sounds crazy, and it feels crazy to be on board when you're talking about the Big Ten country. Let's talk about UCLA and all the travel and everything else back and forth. But where it sits right now with coach and program, USC and Oregon and Washington, man, These are red-letter games. This is not Michigan State playing Northwestern. This is not Michigan-Purdue. No, these are games of the history between Michigan and USC, Michigan and Washington, for instance. Same thing with Michigan State when you look at some of this. So I like that it's a bigger big-time games and the conference. I like that the Big Ten championship game is going to be a better championship game. The Big Ten West, they never won a Big Ten title. They never had a team that could do it. Now, you're going to have a Big Ten championship game against the top two and no divisions. I like that. Even if it's like, let's say, a Michigan-Ohio State 1 week and then a Michigan-Ohio State the following week, it's not going to water it down enough where you're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to watch this game. No, you'll still watch it. I'm not with that argument. And then a 12-team playoff is pretty awesome. more than the four team. Now, already talking about, oh, let's go to 16. Let's calm down a little bit on that. Let's let this one play out for a little bit before we start. They haven't even played this one, and they're already like, let's jack it up. That's the way things go now. I don't mind talking about it, but let's stay with the 12-teamer and let that breathe for a while, and let's see what it looks like. So I'm looking forward to the changes in college football and how that is going to play out. Now, let's go to the Tigers and the feeling on the team. It's tough when the prospects are a 500 for the team. That's how they've played. And, you know, they're sitting here one game above 500, which is, you know, record-wise, just a little bit better than okay. But they're coming off their worst road trip, their biggest series where they lost 2 out of 3. And so it's tough to be, you get excited when, you know, it's human nature when they're sweep a series or win 2 out of 3 against a divisional opponent, you're going to feel a little bit better. But overall, I feel lukewarm to where they're at. I've had some feedback on the Tigers and how people are feeling about them. On Twitter, Derek said he has seen nothing to suggest this team's improved at all from last season. If anything, the offense and the young core pieces have regressed, save for Green. And then CW says he feels like even if they develop a team full of superstars, they'll just leave for the Yankees or Dodgers. And he's talking about the need for a cap. I think that's a little bit extreme. Matt, talking about the Tigers, says, honestly, a mixed bag. It's like rolling a dice or rolling a die to see which Tigers we get. The low offense, stellar pitching team, the high output offense, terrible pitching team, or the average offense, bullpen screwing up team. Miz says hopefully that road trip was a slap in the face for him. As much as Hinch wants Torque to work through his hitting issues in the show, he still thinks a trip down to AAA is necessary. That, and he hopes that when Gio finishes his rehab, that he can get the defense and extra base bats going. Yeah, the thing about Torque, if everybody else was rolling, And Torque was the one that was sticking out like a sore thumb, I think they may have been able to say, yeah, let's go have him work it out. How much, when there's so many automatic outs, you can't send everybody down. And I think that's where they're sitting right now when it comes down to Torque. They already sent Meadows down. They sent Colt Keith down next. Then are they going to send Torque? He's third in line there. That would have really been something if they said, yeah, we're going to swap out Keith, Torque, Meadows. We're going to bring up the Mud Hens. That's the way we're going to go about it. Interesting. And then one more on the Tigers from SPP. He says, really good pitching, very weak hitting. Defensive struggles due to versatile players being below average due to playing multiple positions. You know, the one thing about baseball that I think is always held true is that, and it's good the way that they've been able to perform on the mound this year. But when you don't hit, what happens is, you know, it's boring to watch for sure. It's not like the postseason where you love 1-0 games or 2-1 games. In the regular season, especially if you're going to the game, you want a little offense. But what happens every single time when a team goes through a lack of offensive production, it looks like they don't care. And then if you combine a lack of hitting with kicking it around in key moments with your defense, then it looks like you're poorly managed and don't care. And some of that jumped up against the Yankees and the Guardians. You know, almost every team that's made a name change, it takes a little while to get it going. And you know people still screw up. You know, it's the San Diego Chargers. You still have people saying that. And, you know, once in a while, you know, you still slip in a little Indians. I think I did it even earlier today. But I'm just saying the Tribe over the Guardians when talking about the Tigers. Now, earlier, when I asked about the playoffs, it was Freddie that says he just it's been so long for the Pistons winning in the postseason and other Red Wings as well. It just couldn't get into what's going on nationally, and I really understand it. It really takes effort, and you just have to find different ways. If you're, let's just say, like, if you're a Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers fan, you don't have that problem with the NFL because it's so popular. But I get it. I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was now, with the Nationals won the World Series. So the Tigers, they were down so bad that I thought, you know what, I'm going to find another team. This was my effort that I put in. I'm going to say, I'm going to pick a team. And I'm going to pick a player. And it just so happened my friend who is really into collecting cards, baseball cards in particular, he had a Juan Soto card. And he gave it to me. He said, this is the kind of guy you want to get behind. So I said, all right, this is my guy, Juan Soto, and I'm going to root for the Nationals. And the Nationals went on. They won the World Series. And Juan Soto's a hell of a player. He's one of the best players in baseball. But compared to the Tigers doing something, if the Tigers getting to the playoffs is a 10 and the Tigers being the worst team in baseball is a 0, the Nationals winning the World Series and Juan Soto, the guy that I, you know, handpicked to be like my player and my new team, or at least the team until the Tigers were competitive, it barely rated. I don't know. Would I give it even a 1? Not really. Give it a half. Just because, hey, this was my team. I traded with the Astros, too, the year they won. Because Verlander was there. And I thought, yeah, I'd like to see him win a World Series. And he did it. And I watched. And I was kind of like, but it didn't do anything. I mean, it was hard. So I put that effort through. And it didn't work. Haven't really done the same thing with hockey in terms of picking another team. I've watched the Pistons these last couple of years, and a lot of what happens is I watch, but it's very easy to turn off, and it's very easy to miss games. A little bit like that with the Red Wings, too. Pools? Fantasy leagues? Oh, yeah, gambling? That can help a little bit, you know, to get the interest. There were a couple of years. Maybe you love hockey, you're going to watch. You love basketball, kind of the same way. But it's just you've got to find some way, somewhere in there to find something rather than just like for it to grab you. To find that effort to go through it, you got to do that. How? Those are some of the suggestions, you know, to get through it. Somebody telling you, it's a little bit like I found out over the years with the WNBA. Hey, but let's say, oh, why don't you, this is, oh, the women's game. And I was just kind of like, no, thanks. But then it just grabbed me last year with Iowa, with LSU. It certainly happened there. And, you know, here I was today when I was watching the highlights. They're like, here's the Fever's last preseason game before they start the regular season. And in the years past, I would have tuned out of that so fast. And here I was like, oh, Caitlin Clark. They grabbed it. So it'd be nice to see the other sports be able to do that for Detroit fans. I want to thank Ben Zost on the Variable Resistors producing the show. Thank you very much, Ben. Great job. Thank Matt Shepard for letting me pinch hit today. When he needs it, I will grab my bat and run up to the plate whenever he needs me. And thanks so much for listening across the state of Michigan. Huge coming up later on today across Michigan. That's going to do it this morning. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great weekend. Dennis Fithian, X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
April showers brought May flowers and so much more to Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Winnings are in bloom every Friday in May. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., two lucky guests will have the chance to pick a flower from the bouquet of premium play. Your next win is only a petal away. You could win up to $2,000 in premium play. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
What's up, Michigan? I want to give some love to Ben Glaze, producing another great Shep broadcast. Superfly's producing my show later today at 3, the huge show on the Michigan Sports Network.